Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Mike is back from the Surrette Nature Center. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Lindsay.
You come in to visit me every so often, and we kind of cover everything that Surrette Nature Center has going on, in addition to just being there, being open for the public to enjoy, right?
Yeah, we've been quite busy this winter when we have had snow, you know. We've had lots of skiers and snowshoers, so hopefully we'll have some more snow coming up here.
I think so.
And, you know, we'll be hopefully doing that till the end of February.
Okay,
you know?
Isn't it weird? It like comes in waves. It's like you either have a lot of snow on the ground or no snow lately.
Right, yeah. It'd be nice if we could just get a nice amount and just keep it, you know?
So that's one thing to keep in mind, though, is you do offer things like the snowshoes, and what else that can we do in the snow over there?
Cross-country skiing as well, yeah.
Okay, very cool. For anyone who is unfamiliar with what, I guess, Surrette Nature Center is, can you give me the 411? What are you?
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit organization. We have 1,000 acres of land that we've preserved to protect some really cool endangered animals and other animals that are not endangered, and plants and stuff. And we do, our main focus is providing field trips for schools, you know, kind of outdoor education or environmental ed.
That was one of my favorite things to do when I was in school, is visit Surrette. We went quite often at Coloma, yeah.
Yeah, Coloma's great. They use this a lot. You know, there's been a couple of years where we see a particular class once a month, you know, which is really utilizing us, and which is good because we have programming for each of the seasons. So as the season change, what we offer to each grade level changes as well, so it's in tune to what's going on out in nature.
Now, what if I just want to become a member? What kind of things will I be able to do as a member, and how do I guess, become a member?
Yeah, so to become a member, you can just stop in to the Nature Center and fill out a little form and pay the fee. So a family membership is $50 for a year, and it starts when you take it out, and an individual is $40. You can also sign up for memberships on our website, surrette.com. And it gets you discounts on our programs. We have a break for members.
Yep.
It waives the daily admission fee for you and some of your guests. Now, if you show up like with your whole church, that's taking advantage of the system, you know. So, and then it gets you our bi-monthly newsletter, which has all our fun events on it as well.
Which is what we're looking at right now, right?
Right, yes.
So these are great because it gives you a description of everything that you guys are planning, and then also how much it costs and pretty much all the details that we're going to cover today.
Right.
Yeah. So let's dive in, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, so it looks like the first thing on the list, looking at February 3rd, Gourmet Glide.
Yeah, this is... When we have snow, this is one of my favorite events.
You know? What happens if there's no snow?
Well, we've had several years where there's no snow. So let me cover with
snow.
But if there's no snow, we just go. It's a nighttime hike instead of a ski.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So for the Gourmet Glide, when there's snow, we put out torches or little tiki torches or solar power lights. And you get your skis, and if you need to rent skis, we can rent them to you. And you go out and you ski the little loop. Halfway into the loop, we have a bonfire where we serve appetizers, and we have, like, hot cider. Mm-hmm. Then you finish the little ski loop back at the building where we have a potluck.
Oh, so that's where the gourmet comes in, because you're, like, you know, you're indulging. But you're burning the calories off when you are out there.
Exactly, yeah.
So this is on February 3rd. It's at 6 p.m. How much does it cost to participate, Mike?
Yeah, so for members, it's $5 per adults. For member kids, it's $2. Non-members, it's $8 for adults and $3 for kids. And then if you need to rent equipment, there's, you know, another fee on top of that. Mm-hmm. But if you have your own equipment, that's where it stops.
Bring it. Okay. And then do we need a call to get registered for this?
Yeah, just so we have an idea how many people we have coming, because we provide some soups and tea and coffee and all that kind of stuff. So
okay. And then following that, we have winter birding. That is February 4th.
Yeah, so winter is a great time to see some unusual birds for this area that we normally don't get to see at other times of the year. For some birds, this is their Florida. So this year is really good for snowy owls. There's a lot of snowy owls that have come way down out of the Arctic. So we may go and look there. Right now at the end of the pier there in St. Joe at Discornia, there's a nice concentration of ducks. I was there the other day. There's some beautiful long-tailed ducks and scoters and stuff. Or we may head up to the Allegan State Game Area and look for wintering eagles and kind of some of the like snow buntings and Lapland longspur. So, you know, we'll be checking the old rare bird alert to see what's around, and based on recent sightings, we'll determine where we go.
So this is just $10 for members, $15 for non-members. What is typical? Do you all meet somewhere and travel together? How does that work?
Yeah, everybody will just meet at the Surrett Nature Center. We have a big 15-passenger van that will load everybody in, and we'll go out and take a look and see what we can find.
Who does? Do you host these?
Usually I'm one of the guides, but this time I'm going to be in Ecuador looking at birds. So I will not be there to look at birds here.
You'll be looking at other birds, just not with us. Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be my co-worker Rob who's going to be handling this one.
So again, you have to get registered for this. What's the number at the Surrett Nature Center?
It's area code 269-927-4832.
Fantastic. We have a lot to cover. This is awesome how much you guys are doing, so I'm going to keep on moving. February 11th is cross-country ski at Ross Preserve, is that it?
Yeah, so the Ross Preserve is owned by the Nature Conservancy. So it's in Covert. So if you go up Blue Star Highway when you get to County Road 366, you get off there, and it's one of the entrances is across from Dune Lake Campground. The preserve is 1,400 acres.
Wow.
So a lot of sand dune formation, some really rare plants in there. But it's a great place to go cross-country skiing in the winter when there is snow.
This is a good point to make note of, too, though, because not everything that you do, obviously, is at the actual Surrett Nature Center. You guys do go off-site and do things quite often off-site.
Yeah, we take advantage of some of the great natural areas in southwest Lower Michigan. Sometimes we go farther up north or down Indiana to cool preserves and stuff. So we go where all the action's at.
Yeah. So this one specifically on the 11th, looks like it's $8 for members, $10 for non. Bring your skis and all the equipment. Otherwise, you can rent it to them.
Yeah. Correct? If you don't have your own equipment and you want to come with, you can rent from us.
Okay.
And we'll pile in our van and drive up there, because it is kind of limited parking around the preserve there. And then you'll have a guided ski tour of the property.
And this kicks off at one. How long do these typically last?
That one, I believe, probably it'll go to either 3:30 or 4, because it takes a little bit of time to get there and get back.
Okay. And then we have February 17th, that's a Saturday, 1 o'clock, Nature Crafts. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So my coworkers, Eileen and Michaela, are really into nature crafts and
doing stuff for the kids.
Yeah. Too. Yeah, me not so much. I get stuck in the glue or burn myself with the glue gun, you know. So they've come up with some really cute nature crafts for the kids, and the crafts range in price from $1 to $2. So we just ask you call to register so we have enough supplies for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And so it should be a little fun afternoon for kids.
So you'd suggest between the ages of 7 through 12?
Yep.
Okay.
And then adults are welcome to them
crafts
as well, you know.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So that is happening on February 17th. Again, call the register. The number there is 927-4832. And then the next day, on the 18th, you're doing a wildlife safari. Who is Nelson, the animal guy?
Yeah, so we've had Nelson several times before, and he is very enthusiastic, and he loves animals. So you know, if you've ever seen Jack Hanna on TV and he brings all the animals, well, Nelson, in my opinion, puts Jack Hanna to shame.
Okay.
And he actually, he's located here in Michigan on the other side of the state, so he's coming over to do two programs for us. And he brings really cool exotic animals. Last time he brought a lynx with him. He brings a sloth. He's got a toucan that he brings.
So does he just pick what he wants to bring for that given day then?
Yeah, he does so many different shows. He kind of rotates his animals so they don't get too stressed out.
So you also have the element of surprise with this one.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
It's just a very informative, fun program for the kids. Allows them to see these animals up close and in person.
Okay, so this is on February 18th. This is something that the kids are going to love. Again, 2 o'clock or 3:30. So there's two different, I guess, shows that he's going to be doing or programs. Yeah. Do we get to like ask him questions and answers during? Does he do a Q&A during these?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. And after the program, you know, we schedule so much time between.
Got it.
For people to stick around and get pictures and talk. He just keeps on talking where one program almost runs into the other. So it's hard to get him to stop, but yeah,
well,
lots of time for questions.
Well, when you're so passionate about the animals, that makes sense.
Exactly.
How much is the cost for this one?
For adults, it's $3 per person, and kids, it's $2 each. And then non-member adults will have to pay the $3 admission fee.
Got it.
Kids, no admission fee for
okay.
them.
Got it. So there's another perk of being a member there. Just keep that in mind. I think we can cover one more before we go to break, and then we'll come back, of course. So let's cover the Northern Florida trip. Is it too late to sign up for that, or can we still sign up?
We just finalized the trip, so
okay.
it's too late, unfortunately, because I would have liked to have taken a few more people
but
on that.
Another good thing to keep in mind, this is something that you guys do, so always be checking in. And if you want to get, I guess, updates on these sooner than other people, become a member, and you can go and utilize, I guess, the trips that you guys do even out of the state.
Yeah, we have some really great trips coming up next year. The two big ones are going to be Alaska and South Africa.
There you go. Mark your calendar. Those would be awesome. Or just put that down. Like, make a mental note. Be checking Surrette's website. You post everything
yeah,
there.
Yeah, all our itineraries, as they become available, all our trips are listed there. Once our itineraries are ready, they're also posted under our natural history trip section.
Very good. Well, we got through almost all of February. One more event to cover, and then we're going to roll into March at what Surette is doing. So stay with us. We'll be back in a little bit.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.